Well, tonight, just for a moment or two, we're going to look at the theme of a history and a future. The Christian faith has always looked in these two directions. It has looked back to a rich and significant history. But it has also looked forward to a future and its promises and final glories. In doing so, we are unable to find meaning sufficient for today and every day. The nativity scene is a collective snapshot of the Christmas story. And of course, it wasn't exactly the way we portray it, but I'm sure you all know that anyway, with all the things happening at exactly the same time. We often do that with history, don't we? We see one scene rather than a collection of stories. It was St. Francis of Assisi who is credited with staging the first nativity scene way back in 1223 AD with real animals. As someone who loved animals, we can understand and appreciate why he did this. And while the oxen and the donkey are not mentioned in the text, neither for that matter is the simultaneous arrival of the shepherds and the magi. We cannot say outright that no animals were part of the original scene. But the truth is that the original scene, however it looked, came at best second place to the real star on that occasion. The key player in this exciting historical drama was the one who was born king, Jesus Christ. And all and any animals that were there were merely the backdrop to what was going on. This is because at the heart of the Christmas story, there is Jesus Christ. And because of this story, we also have a future. It is filled with hope and with promise and with all things good, especially when we think about the good things of Christmas. Our present 9-month-long pandemic reminds us that there is a side to life that is far from perfect. Life, like a priceless piece of art, may have many faint cracks on the surface of the canvas, but these flaws, in fact, cannot detract from the splendor, the beauty, and the value of what we see. And in some ways, these less than perfect flaws add to the value of what's there. That there is a future, we are very sure. That future will be, as the old hymn put it, joy unspeakable and full of glory, and will be true to God's word. It will be more beautiful than the best imagination run riot. The picture we often have of the perfect Christmas is with all the family gathered together, with snow outside, lots of good food to eat, lots of joy going on and celebration, and of course, gifts in abundance. But how can we possibly over-exaggerate the coming day of glory that we believe is ours in Christ? The excitement that a nativity scene conjures up at Christmas with a perfect snowy scene at home will look, I think, rather dull compared to the reality of the kingdom that is coming through Christ our Lord, the King Eternal. And so tonight, we look back in history to an event we deem so crucial to salvation, the coming of Jesus into our world. And we also, with joy and hope, look forward with confidence and with faith that the best and most splendid yet to come awaits our arrival. We are going to join with the Lord and with the redeemed. Jesus is indeed our Emmanuel. He is God with us through the past and into the future too. The Lord bless you.